Good morning. Thank you so much for joining us. I'm Twanda Black, and joining me this morning, Dr. Bernice A. King. She is here to talk about her beloved sister, Yolanda King, and this awesome tribute that has already happened. And how are you, Dr. King?
I'm doing wonderful. How are you?
Wonderful, wonderful. I can't believe your sister would have been 60.
I know. I can't either.
But I'm excited. Yes. And I remember, you know, all the things she was doing. She was so involved in the art. She was just such a creative force.
It was her love from almost from the womb came out as an artist, mm-hmm. as an actress, and very creative. I remember growing up, she used to do these plays around the house, and she would force the rest of us, the other mm-hmm. kids, my two brothers and myself, to be a part of her plays. And I remember one, Sleeping Beauty. I played Sleeping Beauty, and my brother Dexter was supposed to be the prince, the charming prince. And that was just so hilarious. But she loved it, and it defined her her life. Mm-hmm. She felt that the arts was a way to really unify people, because as you know, you don't have some of the typical barriers when you start involving arts and entertainment. Mm-hmm. People find, you know, that kind of common ground, and it speaks to all of our souls and spirits.
Absolutely.
And so that was the home for her. And as I said, everything that she did came out of it.
Yes. I remember interviewing her years and years ago, and she talked about that, you know, just growing up and how she loved it, and she did the plays at home and all of that. So talk about the entertainment tribute in honor of Yolanda Denise King.
Yeah, and it's going to be a true entertainment tribute in the sense that all of those individuals that she interacted with at some point in her life, whether it was here through the Cultural Affairs Department that she helped found it, or whether it was in her work out in Los mm-hmm. Angeles, are kind of coming to pay a tribute to her. And she's been gone now for close to 9 years, mm-hmm. and we are bringing those people back to celebrate her in different ways. Balathenic is going to be here doing a dance tribute, and Ted Lang from the Love
the
Boat
Love
we
Boat.
Know from will be here and has a special piece. It's really a written piece, so it's not like individuals are coming and mm-hmm. just doing their own separate thing, but they are interwoven together. As she would have it, as a presentation.
As a real production,
It's a big production, mm-hmm. yeah. Don mm-hmm. Lewis is going to be here. Jonathan Slocum, we all know and love from Atlanta.
Yes.
Went to Yay Douglas High with me. He's going to be emceeing the night. And then I'm trying to remember Kathleen. I can't remember.
Teresa Hightower.
Teresa Hightower,
is
going to be here singing. Mm-hmm. And, of course, the three of us, my brothers, Martin and Dexter, will be here mm-hmm. and paying tribute. And my niece, Yolanda Renee King, who was named after her, will do a little tribute as well. And so the night is just going to be filled with joy, laughter. It's probably going to be some tears mm-hmm. because we're going to play some of the work that she's done. We do a compilation mm-hmm. of some of the pieces that she was a part of. And there's going to be an excerpt from one of the pieces she did called Achieving the Dream.
Mm-hmm.
So it's going to be a really inspiring night, and I just hope those in Atlanta, even if you don't know my sister Yolanda, come and be a part of this, because this is an extension of that legacy. She used the cultural arts to advance my father and my mother's mm-hmm. legacy.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I understand that Milkshake is also going to be with
the trumpet. Yes, Milkshake. Yeah. I forgot, with the trumpet. You
He's
know, Milkshake
so
grew up with us at Ebenezer. He was Yolanda's contemporary, but yes, they were very close at Ebenezer Baptist Church.
It's going to be a family reunion then.
It is going to be a family reunion, definitely.
Talk about the arts at the King Center. I know didn't Yolanda start King Fest?
She started the King Fest when before there was musical festival, and I forget the name of it right now, in Centennial Park. Mm-hmm. There was King Fest, but the outdoor festival that we would have right in front of the King Center, streets would be closed off, and some of the artists kind of, I would say, got, you know, a little boost in mm-hmm. terms of their start here. Mm-hmm. I remember the year Al B. Sure came here.
Oh, wow.
That's when, you know. When
no, that's old school. He,
yes, very old school. But, I mean, Tony Terry, mm-hmm. I remember when he was, you know, when I'm with you. And but it was just, it brought the community together, and it gave us an opportunity, and this is something she really wanted to stress, is having an opportunity to use these many skits in between mm-hmm. sets to teach people about my father's nonviolent philosophy mm-hmm. and principles, and it was just very powerful.
Yeah, I remember the film festival that.
Yes, and the film festival that accompanied
awesome.
It, and then we had a special international mm-hmm. Night, mm-hmm. and where we, you know, brought together those who represented music from other cultures. So that was her dream, and that was her vision, and she started it and kept it going. And I think it went for 10 or so years.
So is it going to start back up, or are you still?
See, I knew you were trying to set me up. I thought we were going to kind of move on to something else.
No, but I mean, you know,
it's something we are contemplating.
Yeah.
There have been some discussions, maybe an abbreviated sense, probably not at the level.
That's
that
a big undertaking.
It was,
yeah.
it was a
huge.
Humongous
yeah.
undertaking, but it attracted so many people and had, you know, society mm-hmm. was different then, mm-hmm. had such a good feel to it, and, you know, I kind of miss it. I mean, when I drive up here every day, I reflect back on those times, and when I walk out onto the Freedom Plaza, I think about how, you know, on those special I think it was the last weekend of the summer festival, King Fest. We would have an event right near the reflecting pool, mm. and there would be, you know, round tables and candles.
Beautiful.
And it was mm-hmm. just so wonderful.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I think about that from time to time.
So talk about
we'll see.
Talk about arts and culture at the King Center now. I know you do a lot of things now.
Well, we're not doing a lot with arts and culture right now.
Mm-hmm.
As I said, we are obviously everything we do, we try to incorporate some form of, if you want to call it, entertainment, arts from time to time.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not a major thrust of what we do. And we'll see if it's something that, you know, with the way our world is, we need to reincorporate going forward.
Mm-hmm.
But, it's just not something we've been focused on.
Do you want to expand on that a little bit in the culture that we're in today, that if it's needed? Do you want to expand on that a little bit, just expound on that a little bit?
I think, you know, the arts just has a way of bringing people together mm-hmm. across all different cultural lines, and it's as I said earlier, it's that great unifier, and there are ways in which you can reach people through arts and entertainment that you can't necessarily reach them in the traditional form of standing on a stage and mm-hmm. you know, doing a public speaking presentation, and or doing even a class where you sit down and you take people through a process. Sometimes you can use the arts to teach some of those same principles.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And so as we are doing our Nonviolence 365 education and training, I'm almost certain at some point we're going to incorporate some of those elements, because, you know, there are people obviously in our world that have great influence in those arenas.
Mm-hmm.
And if we can help to shape more and more artists to be kind of what I would call nonviolent artists,
yes,
Nonviolence 365, because, mm-hmm. you know, some of what we're seeing in terms of physical violence in our culture, you know, could be attributed to what's happening in some of the entertainment arena, some of the, even the movies that we see, or the television shows, some of the reality shows, obviously.
Most of them are violent.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, wow.
How do we turn that around? How do we make it still appealing and entertaining for people where it doesn't have to appeal to our, you know, our base nature?
Right.
We can really bring out the higher nature of ourselves and still find it to be attractive, entertaining, and people come back over and over again for it. So I think our work is to help to influence that going forward.
But you see that, you know, the film houses are like, the networks are like, oh, well, if it's not smacking somebody around or cursing or fighting or carrying on, then it doesn't sell and nobody watches it. So you're right. How do you turn that around?
But, you know, sometimes I question whether
that's true or not.
True,
right?
Or whether
or
they're
just saying that. Yeah.
Yeah. Because I think most people in their heart and their soul, they want peace. And I'm not talking about, hey, can we just all get along type.
No, we're talking about some show enough, yeah.
Yeah, but I just think that you have to provide that avenue because we are all, I mean, you know, I see us as spiritual beings having a human experience.
Mm-hmm.
And so when you really appeal to a person's spirit, you awaken a lot in them. And I think most people just have not been reached that way.
Mm.
And so, you know, I think it's incumbent upon those who have the ability to influence, particularly in the entertainment arena, to think about how do we really reach people at that spirit level. And when I say spirit, I'm not talking about the whole negative aspect. I'm talking about the positive and the best self. How do we really appeal to that and awaken that and put people on a journey just to become better, you know, because we can always, every day we can always become better people.
Yeah.
We can improve upon. We'll never get, you know, to the ultimate place of perfection. But, you know, we can all polish ourselves up, and I think arts and entertainment can be a vehicle to do that. But it's, you know, we have to provide some of the teachings because it's a mindset. It's a philosophy of life.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I really believe that when you are in a place of influence, I know a lot of people say, I'm not a role model, but you're in a place of influence.
Right.
Take off the role model hat and just look at the fact that you are influencing lives.
Mm-hmm.
So because I'm influencing lives now, then I have a responsibility to make sure that, you know, I'm trying to improve and enhance for the better people's lives and our society in general for the greater good. And so I think we have some tools to help shape people's approach to life, to understand our responsibility to each other at a higher level. And that's what Nonviolence 365 tries to do, is to really help you understand what Daddy said when he said we're caught in an inescapable network of mutuality tied in a single garment of destiny, and what affects one directly affects all indirectly. And when you really get that, then it changes your whole approach to life and how you do things. You don't think so self-centeredly, you know.
Oh, you, right.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. You think about everybody else and how can I enhance and improve and make better people's lives.
So Nonviolence 365, is that a training program?
It's the marquee of what we do. And, yes, we have education and training around Nonviolence 365. It's my father's philosophy and methodology of nonviolence, and the reason we call it Nonviolence 365 because we want to emphasize that it is a way of life. It's not just what people thought as this tactic that people used in a movement, because my father really taught it. When you read a lot of his writings, he taught it as something you embrace as a lifestyle. And so we do education and training. And we are in the process of developing modules for people in different arenas of life. So if you find yourself in the corporate sector, in the service sector, um, in the entertainment and media sector. We're going to be developing modules for just about everybody, the political arena, because, you know, we really have to create. If we're talking about having a culture of peace, then you have to teach people how to get there. I mean, it's one thing to talk about it, but how do you really create that kind of culture?
I know, and it's getting
really
worse.
Taught us.
Yeah,
it is getting worse.
Mm-hmm. Certainly, it's just.
And we don't have to be afraid to live this way.
Ah, yeah.
I think the unknown. I think there's this like this fear of the unknown. False evidence of being real, as some people would say. We're so used to being in conflict, like we don't even know how to exist otherwise. But it's really a beautiful, in my personal opinion, and you know, I'm certainly not one to profess that I'm perfect in all of this, but I believe in it as a way of life, and every day I'm striving to improve in terms of my embracing of it. But it's the best thing, as far as I can see, that we have to really creating that culture of peace.
Yes. Yes, yes,
true
from
peace.
The youngest to the oldest, you know.
Yeah, and not true peace meaning not merely, as Daddy would say, the absence of tension, but the presence of justice.
Mm-hmm. Yes, yes. So tell folks how they can learn more about the tribute, about the King Center.
Okay, well, the tribute to my sister will be held on Saturday. November 14th. Her actual birthday is on November the 17th, and it's going to be here at the King Center Freedom Hall Auditorium. We are going to be, it starts at 7 o'clock, and there'll be a reception afterwards, and we will be, at some point in the near future, we're going to be renaming the auditorium. It has no name now, but we're going to name it after my sister.
Mm-hmm.
So we invite everybody to come out. There is a nominal cost at the door of $20 and $15 in advance, and I believe they can find out about it on the website. I'm just trying to make sure, but I think that the KingCenter.org.
We forget that sometimes.
I know.
KingCenter.org. Like that one.
Yeah. Yes, the KingCenter.org, they can visit to find out more about the Yolanda King entertainment tribute for her 60th birthday. But that is this Saturday the 14th, as I said, and it starts at 7 p.m. in the Freedom Hall Auditorium, which will be the Yolanda D. King Theater.
That's at 449 Auburn Avenue.
449 Auburn Avenue and Atlanta 30312. And if they go to the website and they look under events, and at the bottom it says Yolanda D. King Through the Arts.
That is going to be
That's where they go on and
time.
Purchase their ticket. It's $15.
Absolutely. Absolutely. A great time. Dr. Bernice King, thank you so much for joining us. And we look forward to that new auditorium being named.
Yes, and it will be theater now.
Okay.
Y'all move the word theater. Auditorium. It'll be Yolanda D. King Theater.
Theater. Nice. Nice.
Yes.
Nice. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.